With KUNR News, I'm Bree Zender. MGM Resorts has agreed to pay $800 million this past week to settle thousands of liability claims related to a 2017 mass shooting on the Las Vegas Strip, which killed 58 people and injured hundreds. It's been 2 years this week since the tragedy, and the trauma continues to affect the lives of the survivors. Freelance photographer Bridget Bennett has been following survivors' personal journeys in a piece recently published on NPR.org, and I spoke with her on Skype about her project. Can you tell me about a couple of those stories, that the people that you followed?
Yeah, so I guess Lachey is one of them, Lachey Johnson. She's working in hospitality the night of Route 91, over that weekend and the night of the shooting. And I mean, it's a festival event. So like she was there as like contract work and whatnot. And that was also something that was important to me, is telling the story of the workers. Heather Goose is also pictured. You know, Lachey has yet to go back to work full time. And it's been, you know, 2 years. She's gone through two surgeries, one on her shoulder and one on her ankle. And on top of that, it's been a complete emotional journey for her. And she lives alone, so she doesn't really have that full support system of like of family members, you know, living with you and being able to like physically tend to you and emotionally support you. So, you know, stories like hers, I think, are really important because, I mean, that's something that's more so like behind a closed door. Like, it's not something easily to visualize or that are, I feel like, easily understood or is like the first story that's at the forefront of these coverage. And like her story is something that's echoed with so many other people in Vegas and people across the U.S. that were affected by this.
How has her story changed since, you know, you first met her?
I met her in August of last year, and I think, August. And that was about a month before she, I think, had one of her surgeries. So, you know, I've watched her kind of go through that process of getting funds for the surgery and then going through the surgery and then kind of having to recover through that. And then also with that, go through her own like emotional journey. So I think at the 1 year last year, she was at home, like on her couch, like physically healing still. And I think she just wrapped with her physical therapy this past week, mm-hmm. or within the end of September. And so I guess just seeing that of the process of her going through two surgeries and still continuously going through therapy and actively trying her hardest to do whatever she can to recover. Like this weekend, she was able to physically travel and be with her family in California, which I think, last year she was on her couch, physically healing.
I read it a little bit in the essay on your NPR piece about being re-traumatized from seeing other mass shootings, especially over the past couple of months. You know, did you hear anybody who, you know, was struggling with something like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I spoke with Stacey Armantrout, who's in the piece, and I don't think this quote made it in it, but she was just talking to me about, she was saying like the day of El Paso, which was just in August, the El Paso shooting, which is the same day as Dayton, they were grocery shopping. And she said that like even before this, you know, there's still stress and feelings that come up when she's grocery shopping. But I guess she illustrated a situation where she was saying, I guess there was some altercation at the front of their store, and it just kind of triggered an emotional reaction between her and her two daughters, just seeing, you know, security come get involved with another individual in the store, and just, I don't know, still having those feelings. She also held like a vigil when the Thousand Oaks shooting happened. She helped organize that at the Healing Garden, because, I mean, not only was it also like, you know, it was in a country bar, there was a survivor from Route 91 that was killed, and she had met him through the Route 91 community and Facebook groups.
Bridget Bennett, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.